Peter.
Sing that again.
You're a fire, the refiner.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's my life. Lord, here's my life. Lord, here's my life. If the altar is where you meet us, take me there. Take me there, Father. If the altar is where you meet us, take us there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here. Our life is here, and we'll be living sacrifices for you. Yes, you're a fire, the refiner. Father, I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire, purified. Take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, thank you for yet another morning, another day, another opportunity, oh, God, to bless your name, to lift you up, and to magnify you. For this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, here is our life. Take our life as a living sacrifice on this morning. God, here we are. Early this morning, God, to give you the first of our day before we become too consumed and too busy with the cares of the world. Father, here we are. Take our life as a living sacrifice for you, because you're the fire, the refiner, and we desire to be consumed by you. Whatever you desire, Lord, here we are. On this March 4th, 2026, a day that we have never seen before, a day that we would not be able to repeat. So while he has granted us these moments, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to invite you into 30 seconds of just magnifying the Lord and thanking him for being the fire, for being the refiner, amen, for being the one and only who can cleanse us from all unrighteousness, the only one who can cleanse our hearts and purify our hearts. So, Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We glorify you today. Thank you for being God. Ooh, great God that you are. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, great God. Great God. Great God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Father. Nobody but you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So, Father, we bless you and we honor you on this morning, giving you the praise of glory. Father, we're not here this morning just for a surface or just a haphazard moment, Father, but we're here because you've called us to this space. We're not here for just the sake of or for the routine of the familiarity of it, God, but we're here today, Father, as Mary prepares to come on today. We're here today, Father, to pray the prayer of David from the book of Psalms, the 139th chapter, that says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Father, we're here today. We pray the prayer of David, hallelujah, that you may search us, O God, and know our hearts. In the the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, on yesterday, Father, we set our minds on things above from the book of Colossians, the 3rd chapter. We lifted our focus. We adjusted our view because our perspective changed. But, Father, when you look higher, we start to look deeper, start to see in deeper. And so today, Father, you're calling us to a place of elevation in our thinking. Today is, again, another invitation. God, thank you for continuously inviting us into spaces to be with you, to learn of you, to grow in you. Thank you for the consistent, the constant invitations, because you desire for us to move into and grow into a place that we will be equipped for the task, the assignments that you've called. So, Father, thank you for the invitation today where you inviting us to examine our hearts. Thank you, God, for the invitation to examine our hearts. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Yes, we said yesterday, Lord, shift our perspective. And today we simply say, Lord, search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes our heart hardens quietly without us even knowing it. It hardens through life challenges, through disappointment, through the betrayals and the delay in promises and in our expectations when things don't happen quite the way we expect. Amen. Our heart hardens because we've been disappointed in ministry. We get some call it ministry fatigue because we just doing and doing, and then things is just not happening the way we expect. And then our heart hardens sometimes quietly through the silence of grief that we have not dealt with. Amen. And we don't even realize what's happening. And so today we pray. It's a dangerous prayer, y'all. When you begin to pray, search me, Lord. Come on. Some things may be revealed. Some things may come to surface that we may not want. But guess what? If the Lord allows it to come, if he brings it to your consciousness, amen, if he allows it to be exposed, guess what? There's a reason. And for it. So today we pray, search me. And this is not to condemn, but to cleanse. This is not to shame, but to soften our hearts. Because listen to this, y'all. A hardened heart cannot fully host, Jesus, the presence of God. If there are areas in our heart that is hardened, we cannot fully host the presence of God. And here is the beauty. The scripture does not end with exposure. As Mary read it, it ends with direction. It'll tell us, it'll say, Lord, lead me. Amen. And y'all listen for the rest of it. But the beauty is that it does not end with the exposure. It gives us direction. So, Father, as we prepare to move forward, as Mary prepares to come forward, Father, search us. Search the hidden places. Search the defended places. Search the disappointed places. The places where we've justified our behavior. We've justified being stuck and staying in that place. Father, search the places where there's pride, soften it. Where there's fear, God, uproot it. Bitterness, God, dissolve it in the name of Jesus. Weariness, breathe life into it. Create in us a heart that feels you again. Lead us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to read this scripture out of the Message translation because it brings it out so clearly. And when it says, investigate my life, oh God, find out everything about me.
Come on.
Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. And when we look at that investigate, That's digging, y'all. That's turning over everything. That's looking at the smallest detail. That's turning over every rock, everything that may be hidden. When you investigate, you dig deep because you're trying to get to the truth. So when God is investigating our lives and our hearts, he's looking for those hidden things, those things that may be so hidden, because we have a tendency to hide those things that we may be ashamed of, those things that we think are just so, so bad that we don't even want them to surface. But he's investigating our lives to that depth. Because we have to have, as everything has to be uprooted. Everything has to be uprooted. And I know for myself, there's things that if I didn't, things in my childhood I didn't want to deal with, so I buried them because that was my coping mechanism. I buried them because they were too painful to bring to the surface. So let God investigate those things that you have buried so deep that it may be painful because it might have been a trauma that you went through, anything. But even those things that are buried so deep, let him investigate them because he's the only one that can heal them. Because once he investigates them and they're brought to the surface, Lord, take them away. Lord, heal me. Heal that hurt. Heal that childhood trauma. Because sometimes we carry childhood trauma. Father, help me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That we need to, because he's going to cross-examine. He's going to test us. And sometimes that testing is not comfortable. Sometimes that testing is very difficult. But guess what? Even through all of that, we're coming out as pure gold. Because if you think about even gold usually is found very deep. It's found in rocks. It's found in coal. And it has to be dug. They have to dig it up. They have to remove all of the impurities to get to the actual pureness of it. We want to come out as pure gold. We want to come out as pure gold. We have to go through the fire, whatever that looks like, for God to bring us out as his sons and his daughters as pure gold. So we have to be refined so that he can guide us on the road to eternal life. Yes. Because when everything has been wiped clean, everything has been done that needs to be done, but he can use us. And it's like, oh, she's clean. He's clean. She's ready to do what I've called them to do. They can walk into what I prepared them for. Because we have to be in that mindset. And even our theme and postured in prayer, and I was looking at that. And we've heard Sister Ruby said on bended knee, but I looked at that. It's also an emotional state. Or personality trait, whether you're assertive or submissive. So we want to be submissive to our Father this morning.
Amen.
We want to take everything down that makes us sometimes who we are. And yes, in certain places you may have to step up and do whatever. But with God, here I am. I have no control. He is in control of it all. And we are to be submissive to his will. And sometimes that does feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we've heard Sister Bridget talking earlier. She's going afraid. Sometimes it's walking in the fear, but because he said walk, you go that direction. You move even in fear. You move in nervousness. But because that's what he's called us to. Because he's refining us. Even in that fear, he's refining us. Because he's saying, are you going to be obedient to what I called you to do? Yes, you don't understand. No, we don't always understand what the big picture is. But move out of obedience, out of submission.
Yes, God.
And I was just, as I was listening to Sister Bridget, I was remembering, and I can't quote the exact scripture, but it's in Deuteronomy, about the calluses of our heart. to remove the calluses of our heart, because our heart has become so hardened by the cares of life. Life has lied to us. We built up walls to protect. In our minds, we're protecting our hearts. But God is calling us to a place. I need you to humble yourself. I need for you to allow me, God, to come in and soften that heart. Because when he softens that heart, he can use us. Because when he softens that heart, we can see our sister or our brother that's in need. Because when your heart is so hardened, you can't see the need of your brother or your sister because you built up a wall. But when your heart is softened, the Holy Spirit will allow you to feel what they're going through, to be able to relate to what they're going through because your heart has been humble, your heart has been softened. So, Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you because we are allowing you this morning, God, to go into every secret closet, every secret place that we have, God, and reveal it to us, oh God. Those things that we have buried, God, from the trauma that has happened over our lifetime, God, that we buried so deep, that was the only way that we could function. Jesus. So, Father, I ask that you dig up those things, God, that we buried. Bring them to the surface, God, so that you can heal us. That you can heal us, oh, God, the trauma that we dealt with, God, the hurt that we dealt with, Father. Oh, God, that we just kept pushing. We kept moving. We didn't deal with it, the grief that we may not have dealt with. We kept pushing. So, Father, I ask that you, God, show us. Show us ourselves, Father, so that we can allow you to heal, you to repair, you to mend, God, because you're the only one that can. God, you are the repairer of the broken heart. You are the repairer of the breach. You're the repairer, God, of even those secret things, those hidden things that we have yet to deal with, those things that we just says, I can't deal with that right now. We put it on the shelf. I don't want to deal with that right now. We put it on the shelf. But Father, your word says to create, that you want to search us, oh God, and you know our hearts. You know our thoughts. And if there's any wicked, if there's anything wicked, and no, we're not out sinning, God, but we may have had a thought that was not like you. We may have had an expression on our face that was not pleasing to you. So, Father, search us. Search every area of our lives. God, those things that we think that we have dealt with, but it's still there. Father, reveal it to us. Reveal it to us that we know, God, that you are the healer. And Father, we know in this posture of prayer that it requires something of us, that it's work. This is not a haphazard thing, that there's dedication that needs to take place. We have to be positioned for it, whatever that looks like. And yes, God, we may not can get on our knees because some of us can't. Some of us can't be there. But God, even in sitting in a sitting position, God, we can bow so low to you that we humble ourselves, because bowing low is a sign of surrender. It's a sign of humbleness. Even if we're laying prostrate, God, sometimes that's just not, in my opinion, sometimes that's not low enough. God, I want to just be so low, God, that because you're so worthy. How low can I go, God, to feel that's worthy of you? Because you are king. You are our king. And when you go before a king, you bow. When you go before a royalty, you bow. So, Father, we bow this morning. We bow our spirits to you. We bow ourselves to you. We bow our flesh to you. We bow our pride to you. God, that you can remove it. So when we do stand up, we're standing up in you, not in ourselves, but we're standing up in you because you have removed the calluses from our heart. You have removed everything that's not like you from our hearts and our lives. So when we're standing in the power of the Holy Ghost. We're standing in victory because we're standing in you. We're not standing on our own laurels. We're not standing in pride, but we're standing up in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, as we even go about our day today, help us to stand up in you, not ourselves, but in you, Father, as we go about our day, as we interact with people. Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, let it be acceptable in thy sight, God, so you will get the glory. Because, God, this is we talk about prayer, but God, praying is a 24/7 thing because we don't have to be on my knees. Father, I'm in my desk and I'm praying in my spirit, Father. When this patient comes in front of me, Father, give me what to say to them to lift their spirits today. So, Father, God, let our every waking minute,
thank you, Jesus,
our every waking minute be on you, that we will humble ourselves. Because it's not about us. It's about you. It's about you. So, Father God, we thank you because we have the ability to come to you, that you will show us. Ah, God, that you will dissolve everything in our lives that's hidden. Those wounds, God, bring them to the surface. Those open wounds that have not healed properly, bring them to the surface. Oh, God, that broken heart, God, that it still needs to be mended.
Yes, God.
God, some of it is from grief. Some of it has had major, major transitions in our lives. And, God, that wound is still there.
Yes,
so, Father, we give it to you this morning.
Imagine.
Every open wound that we have in our lives, God, we give it to you for you to heal it because you are the healer. You are the healer of our mind, spirit, body, and soul. So, Father, we give it to you this morning, God, that you would do only what you can do because you're the only one that can heal our hearts, can heal our spirits, Father. So, Father, those hidden places, God, we give them to you this morning. God, so that we can be in a postured position of prayer, not only physically, but emotionally. Oh, God, that we have the right mindset. Oh, God, the right mindset for prayer. Oh, God, because it's not about us. God, and we have a tendency that we want to pray for us and our four. No, we are intercessors. Everyone that's on this call are intercessors. So, Father, give us who to pray for, how to pray for them. God, some of them, we don't even know their names, but, God, we call them out for you to do what only you can do. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to even pray, Father. We pray to a Heavenly Father that knows it all. God, you already know all of the specifics and the particulars. Thank you, Bishop. Because you already know, but God, but you're looking for us to partner, to come with you, to say, Father, yes, you know the specific and the particulars, but God, I can't do it without you. I can't do this without you. We can't do anything without you. There is nothing that we can do that we cannot do without your leading, without your guiding, without your power, without your anointing.
In the name
Father,
of Jesus.
We thank you today
thank you,
that we can come to you. We can come to you boldly.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. Yes, God. God, we come to you boldly because you have allowed us access.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've allowed us access.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We thank you for the access, God, to you. So, Father, we thank you as we go about our day today. God, I ask that you cover each one of us as we go about our day today. Cover us with your blood. We're living in a very serious time. So cover us with your blood. Cover us with your blood. As we go about our day, as we go into our offices, as we go into our wherever we're going to the store, God, because we see what the enemy is doing. So, Father, cover your people, cover your saints, God, in the blood. Hide us behind the cross in the name of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to us as we go about our day today. That we may arrive back home to our families safely, God. We take that for granted, but we can no longer take that for granted.
If we just
look at the news, we don't take it for granted. So, Father, we go with your anointing when we walk out the door. We go with your authority when we go out the door. We walk with your covering when we walk out the door, Father. So cover us today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. And it is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you for covering us. Thank you for covering us on today. Thank you for covering us on today. We heard the scripture. And it's saying, investigate my life, O God, is what I heard Mary read. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. And so this month, as we are postured in prayer, right, and yesterday our perspective changed, and today we're asking God to search our hearts, to search me, O God, and know my heart. What power there is when we allow our perspective to be changed, when we allow our mind to come in alignment with his plan and his purpose for our life. And then when we're at a place where we say, Lord, here I am, arms stretched wide, hands stretched up, but search me, God. Search me. And I heard her say you've allowed us to have access to you. So, Father, thank you for allowing us access to you. And, Father, we commit that we continuously surrender to you, that you may work your perfect will in us and through us. God, in the name of Jesus, that is our desire, that you would do the work in us so that I heard Mary say it's not about us. God, you would do the work in us so that we can be effective as we go about our day, being impactful, being a light in the midst of this dark world. God, that we can be a light and shine the light on someone else, that we may be hope to someone else, that we may be encouragement to someone else. So search our hearts, oh God. In those spaces, in those places, we thank you that are hardened, that are not submitted and surrendered to you, that you have begun to do the work in us, that we may make a difference in this world. It's in your mighty, your matchless name that we say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we thank you this morning that you continue to manifest your glory. I thank you for Sister Gunn. I thank you for Janet. I thank you for Denise. I thank you for Patricia Ann. I thank you for Carla. I thank you for Robin and Carmen. I thank you for Pastor Willie on this morning. I thank you for Sandra. I thank you for Dr. Poindexter. I thank you for Jackie Blackburn. I thank you for Mother Peoples this morning. I thank you for Ricky. I bless you and thank you for Bernita and Debbie this morning. I thank you for Janann. I thank you for Dr. Jackie. I thank you for Angie on this morning. I thank you for Willette on this morning. I thank you for Rita, and I thank you for Jaron and Andrea this morning. I thank you for Tiffany and Curtis this morning. I thank you for Christy. I thank you and God, I bless you, oh God, for your maidservant Mary as she has poured and given this morning. I pray, oh God, that you will manifest your glory on her behalf on today, that you will replenish, that you will restore, that you will give her more than she can expect on this day, because she has such a heart for service and serving your sons and your daughters. God, will you do something spectacular for her, oh God? Remind her of who she is, of whose she is, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for my husband on this morning. Amen. We thank you for Fleet on this morning, and Ciola Paula. We thank you for Michelle Clara this morning. We thank you for Annette. We thank you for Diane Carter, Diane Wasu. We thank you for Daphne. We thank you for Alnita. We thank you for Tally. We thank you for Angela. Amen. We thank you for Tamika. Welcome this morning, my sister. Amen. We thank you for Ruby and Antoinette and Shernette. We thank you for Mother Mosley. We thank you for Destiny and Brandy this morning. God, we thank you. We bless you. I thank God for my pastor, my bishop this morning, as he continues to support and just be that shepherd that he is called to be. We honor him on this morning. Amen. We thank you for every wireless caller on the platform this morning. We thank you for every anonymous caller on the platform this morning. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory for what you are doing as you continue to stretch us, as you continue to develop us, as you continue to grow us. God, we magnify you and we honor you. We thank you for this anniversary week of Developing Hope Ministries, as Friday will be 17 years of which you have called us to be hope to the world. And so, God, we honor you and we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for every one of these men and women of this, on this platform this morning. We don't take their time for granted. So, Father, we take a moment to just thank you and let them know that you see them, that we see them, that we value them. So, God, we honor them this morning in their respective places. And I pray, oh God, that as they go about their day today, that you would manifest yourself, that you would speak to them, God, as they do that self-examination, as you are searching their hearts and bringing things to their remembrance or bringing things to surface that you need them to be free of. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that they will look at it, that they will lift their hands and don't look at it as you taking something from them, but God, that you're taking them to something. And so, God, we magnify you and thank you for each and every one of them on this morning. For this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. God, we're giving you all the praise and all the glory because, God, it belongs to you and you alone. We dare not try to take any of your glory. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. This is the day the Lord has made. We continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? I do want to ask that those of you, some of you received it yesterday. Those of you that are part of our local church, we're praying for a sister, Patrice Powell, who's over in the war is going on right now. What is it? UAE. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Over.
Yeah.
United Emirates.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank y'all. She's over there, and they closed the airspace. She couldn't get out. Amen. So we ask that you guys would just continue to believe on her behalf that all shall be well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning?
Mm-hmm. Sister Bridget?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Patricia Ann.
That's Patricia Ann. That's my sister, y'all. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. Stop.
I just wanted to take a few minutes and thank Mother Mel and my prayer line family for the blessing received. I know that the folks on the line know all about my beautiful sister, but I want to share my beautiful sister.
Uh-oh.
We come from a family of 10 siblings with loving parents, and our parents instilled in us at a very young age about family, love, and hope.
Amen.
And that each child, when they succeed, they share that success with the next. So it became a domino effect.
Amen.
So when I see my sister today and I go back some odd 60, 70 years, the torch was lit back then, but it has passed on. And my sister, in her service to the Lord today, has that torch, and it's being used. And I just want her to know how proud I am of her and how much I love her and continue the good works. So again, thank you for the blessings received.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, girl, don't do that.
To God be the glory. My life is in his hands.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory, you all. Sister Patricia, to God
yes.
be the glory. God used you this morning. He touched you.
You know, God is doing some wonderful things with me.
Amen. Amen. While Sister Minister Bridget was praying, like I can hear a lot of how she was praying for us. But I was like saying, Lord, we got to say something about her. And you came right in as you heard the Holy Ghost. You came right in and spoke those words of encouragement into her life. To God be the glory. Sister Bridget, we also thank the Lord for you. Because I do remember way back then, going on 17 years, I watched you grow as though I watched my kids grow up.
Jesus.
And I watched you grow up in the spirit. Why? Because you got placed in position around anointed people of God. You had the yes in your spirit to be able to say, Lord, your will and not mine. And right now, because of that, you are where you at right now.
Amen.
And we love you for you being the mighty leader of God. Because of the anointing that is on your life, it's overflowing into our life.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. I received that. Amen. But that's not where we were going this morning, right?
I know.
Amen, 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 amen. I received that. Thank you, ladies. Amen. Anybody, I don't even know if I want to ask that. Would anybody else want to share, have a prayer request or anything this morning?
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure where to go. Amen. Amen.
Isaiah
68:19. Say that again.
I said, I'll say Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who loads us daily with his benefit. It's a benefit to be in this room, in this space, with women who are definitely blessed by God. Well, Bridget, you are blessed by God. It's like watching holy photosynthesis.
There she go. Holy photosynthesis. You know, y'all know Dr. Jackie will come with something, right? I got to write it down so I can look it up later. Jesus. You want to unpack that word for us, Jackie, so we don't all have to go to the dictionary?
You know the sun. God is the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun, the S-U-N and the S-O-N.
Jesus.
It shines on us, and it helps things to grow. And it helps to reveal, as Sister Mary said, all those parked cars and containers that we have written. It shines the light on those things.
Amen, Jesus.
The S-O-N and the S-U-N.
Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Anyone else? I think I saw. Let me see. Mother Mel was not on this morning, but I'll make sure she get a recording. And
wonderful. Thank you so very much.
I believe I saw that a young lady I met is on. If this is your first time on, if you want to say something, you can, but we welcome you. I'm trying to see if I see Tamika, good morning and welcome to 5 a.m. prayer. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, my sisters.
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Anyone else before we conclude on this morning? Amen.
Yes, this is Sister Jerry. Good morning.
Can you good morning, sis.
This was so on point because I've been kind of struggling in the spirit in regards to a dear friend. And as Mary brought the word, I forget what version she was in that she used, but that investigate. This first particular person has been through some things, and I understand all that. But looking back over the years, it's like that person has some hidden things that just now came to me to begin to pray that God really purge and search their heart and cleanse them from those hidden things that they cannot see. So I just really appreciate the word that went forth this morning because it just was confirmation. I was thinking of, maybe kind of discussing the situation with the person that led me to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I don't need to because I just got an answer from Mary this morning, and I just am glad that God woke me up this morning to be able to be on the call. A lot of times I sleep through 5 o'clock, but this morning that was just so on point, and I thank God for that.
Amen, 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 amen. Anyone else this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Angela. I think someone was. Okay. Let me. Go ahead. Was there someone about to speak before Angela?
Yes, ma'am. It's Jaretta.
Hey, Jaretta. Hey, precious. How are you?
I'm fine. This is my first time on the line.
Welcome.
And I just wanted to share the scripture from earlier. I remember that the person that shared the word said that in Deuteronomy, it talks about the heart being callous.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to find the scripture, and I noticed that she was speaking from the Message version, and it's Deuteronomy 10, and it's verses 14 through 18,
okay.
And it particularly says, so cut away the thick calluses from your heart and stop being so willfully hard-headed.
Ooh. You say it so says stop willingly?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it says stop willingly being so hard-headed.
Wow, amen. Deuteronomy 10, 14 through 18.
So I just wanted to share it on this morning and just thank you all for your prayers and the word that went forth on today. I had to stay up from 3 o'clock to be on because I will sleep to 5 o'clock. But I just want to thank you all for the word.
Amen.
And,
Well, thank you, sis. I appreciate you. You blessed me this morning. Well, amen. Amen. Anyone else? Angela, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to just say the word, obviously, today was just awesome. And your sister, I enjoyed her speech, her talk with you. But I want to just say this, and Bridget, don't start crying, okay? But I just want to tell you, when I first met you, you touched me to the point where I couldn't wait to continue to be a part of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you
Amen.
For everything that you have talked to me about, which just even the message you sent that I didn't even know you were sending.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you. Your heart is always in it, always in it. And
Amen.
I just wanted you to know that from me.
Amen. Received. I thank you, sis. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. I remember the first time Angela came to Georgia, she came with Jeanette and Ruby. Is that right? And you all stayed here for one of the conferences I did. One of the beautiful things about us gathering is that you guys hear names and see faces, and you don't even know the people. So one of the things I used to look forward to was when we did the conferences, those that were not local would come in and get to meet those whose voices they've heard for the whole year, right? And so I look forward to a time where we all will gather, maybe later this year, where there will be a time. Or let me say this, you can't do that, Bridget. Jesus. I was getting ready to say there's a time in May that we're going to be getting together, but we don't have the capacity right now. But but there will be a time where we will all get together. Lord Jesus, there will be a time where we will all get together. So we just trust God for showing us how that will happen. Amen. Anyone else want to share this morning? Amen, amen. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Let me say this. We're taking our third beach refresher. It is officially named El Bethel Beach Refresher. You can look up the name El Bethel. El Bethel Beach Refresher, the experience, right? And right now we have five condos, a penthouse. We have five condos. It's many of us going, but we have one full size bed available and two bunk beds. If you that's on this line think you would want to join us May 14th through 17th in Orange Beach, Alabama, for the experience of the El Bethel Beach Refresher, need to let me know because it is first come, first serve. That's all we have available. We're not extending any other rooms, any other condos. But if you think that's something you would want to do, you need, again, first come, first serve. One full-size bed, two bunk beds. I believe that's what's available. Am I missing anything? Who has gone on the refresher and can just briefly give a 30-second blurb about their experience? Y'all still here?
Well, amen, amen. Well, to God be the glory. Amen.
30 seconds, Ruby, 30 seconds.
Now, amen. One of the things I can tell you all that you would not regret coming.
Amen.
One of the things is the experience of being with a group of women that are for real, love the Lord, and obey and follow and do the assignments that is given to us. You would not regret it. I tell you that. So do show up, come out, have the desire. You will not regret it. That's all I got to tell you.
Amen, amen, amen. Jackie, I saw you trying to speak, and I think Dr. P is trying to speak.
Dr. P can go.
Dr. P, go.
I just want to say I don't look forward to too many things. That's just me. But I do look forward to this, and I tell anybody don't mess with this time of my life. But I tell you, the fellowship is excellent. And Sister Bridget, I have to thank you for your coordination and your love that you show. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you the things that I have seen is like a metamorphosis for some people that I have met.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Mm. You know, Dr. P, that's the word right there, metamorphosis. Amen. Go ahead, Jackie.
If it's any indication, my bags were packed in January.
And she's coming in from Oklahoma. She's flying in from Oklahoma. Ruby is flying in from Illinois. Amen.
Anticipation.
Amen. To God. Actually, Jackie sent me her airline itinerary a couple of days ago. Amen. So all that to say, To God be the glory for the things that he's doing. Amen. I'm excited about Jesus, and I endeavor to, I commit to keeping a posture of prayer and intimacy with him, that I may hear him clearly, because I know lives are attached and connected to my yes, Lord, as they are to your yes, Lord. And so if we're hearing from the Father and we are in obedience and compliance and alignment with him, those that's attached to us, they too will be inspired, encouraged. And then guess what? The kingdom continues to grow in that manner, in that capacity. We continue to evolve into the men and women, in this case, the women that God has created us to be. And that's what it's all about, y'all, walking into that place of where he's created us to be so that we can bring others along, amen, so that they, too, can bring others into the kingdom, into the fullness of creation, amen. Amen. It's 5:53, 4:53. This is the day the Lord has made. All hearts, mind clear. Did I miss anyone on this morning? I dare not want to conclude if there's any, if our hearts and minds are not clear. Our hearts and mind clear? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you, Minister Bridget. God bless you.
Joyful Janelle, love you. I thank God for you. You know what? Since Joyful Janelle said something, I remember Joyful Janelle came with Ruby, Jeanette. That was probably the first conference we did right in 2011, I believe it was. 2011. To God be the glory. And Joyful Janelle, are you back in Illinois or are you still in Kentucky?
I'm back in Illinois.
Okay, that's what I thought. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, to God be the glory. I thank God for you, ladies. Thank you for encouraging my heart this morning. I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Listen, y'all, whatever we do today, God should get the glory from our life. Be an extension of who he is. Amen. Make sure that your light shines in such a way that someone will be encouraged, whatever that may look like. And as we go about this day, I simply says, Lord, you're working on our hearts. You're creating in us a clean heart. So, Father, what do? We give you our heart. We give you ourselves. We give ourselves to you. So, Father, here we are giving you our heart as we go about and conclude this day, bringing glory and honor to your holy name. Amen. We give him our heart. Lord, I give you my heart. To honor you. breath that I take.
Lord Jesus, Lord, give it all. Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a righteousness from the God of his salvation.
To God be the glory. Tiffany, I love you, girl. Tiffany, have a great day, ladies.